Let's return now to our main news this morning. The rare note of optimism surrounding the Brexit process. Britain's Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay, is meeting the EU chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, in Brussels this morning. This follows those talks between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson, which produced a statement saying the leaders could see a pathway to a possible deal. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, is in our Cork studio. Were you surprised by the optimistic tone of that statement?
Not entirely surprised, in the sense that the fact that the two leaders had agreed to meet yesterday, the circumstances surrounding that meeting in the sense of less high profile in advance, in other words, less of the sort of publicity attached to it and the degree of secrecy around the venue and so on. And clearly the officials would have worked up something prior to both leaders meeting. So I sensed yesterday the fact that they were meeting, and in the context that they were meeting, that something could emerge. I've sensed for the last 3 to 4 weeks that a deal was possible. It got a setback, I think, after the publication of the British proposals. I think there was too much of a knee-jerk reaction to those proposals. I think they did represent a change in unionism in terms of the single market, which wasn't acknowledged really. And there was also a degree of ambiguity in those British proposals that allowed room for further exploration. I think the key takeaway, I think Tommy Gorman is correct, what we saw yesterday was the British-Irish axis, the British-Irish governmental relationship, our discussions, a serious bilateral on Brexit happening. All along, the mantra has been that there couldn't be such a substantive bilateral engagement in the context of the European Union negotiating with Britain the exit agreement. So that's very important, because that British governmental relationship was key to the Good Friday Agreement. It's key to building up trust. And secondly, I think we need to keep in mind the uniqueness of Northern Ireland in the broader European Union context, and the need for creative solutions to deal with undoubtedly complex issues. And I think that to me is the key ingredient.
Okay, so bearing all of that in mind, do you know anything about the shape of a possible deal?
Well, I think the two outstanding areas are the areas of consent and customs. And I obviously wasn't privy to the meeting yesterday, but clearly the customs...
Have you been getting any hints as to how those how those squares might be circled, or how those circles might be squared?
What I think is important is that they do get into the so-called tunnel. I think there could be challenges with the European Union itself in terms of...
And do you expect that they will do that following those discussions between Stephen Barclay and Michel Barnier this morning?
I do, actually, and I would be very disappointed if they didn't. And I think the less said publicly, the better at this stage, because I think there, in good diplomacy, there has to be accommodation. You can't have one side losing face against the other. I think the bottom line is, if we all understand that on the island of Ireland, we have to share this island for a long time to come. I think we have to accept the constitutional position as outlined in the Good Friday Agreement, and there can be no erosion of that. I think what would be critical, Rachel, is the restoration of the Assembly and the Executive, because clearly the restoration of the Assembly and the Executive will be crucial, particularly in convincing Europe that whatever mechanisms are deployed will be viable, will be robust, and will be effective.
There has been speculation, as you know, and this is something that came up earlier, about the possibility of a referendum in the North. Would that be a good idea, do you think?
I'm not so sure a referendum is the way to resolve this. It's possible, but I think that can lead to its own difficulties. There may be no need for a referendum if everybody, I think, worked towards a resolution of this, because I don't think anybody wants a no deal. I don't think the unionist community wants a no deal. I don't think the people of Northern Ireland want a no deal. We in the Republic don't want a no deal, and Britain doesn't want a no deal, because you know what? It's a very damaging prospect all round. We saw that in the preparations for the budget. You don't really want to go down that road of substantial going into deficit and having to do real difficult rescue missions for the farming and agri-food industry in the event of a no deal Brexit, or indeed small to medium-sized companies who export significantly to Britain.
Is it conceivable then, do you think, that there could be an agreement before the end of the month?
I think it is conceivable. I think it will be very challenging, but it certainly is conceivable. And we are again, coming to the cliff edge, so to speak. And I think in that context, I think people will, on all sides, will want to avoid a no deal and will want to try and reach an accommodation. And that is why I think it's important that we get into a negotiation channel, or they call it the no tunnel, where basically you don't have ongoing public commentary on this proposal or that proposal. I think we've had too much of that in the last 2 to 3
Wouldn't
weeks.
Wouldn't that, though, mean leaving you and others out of the loop?
Our role, I think, is to be constructive, to facilitate agreement. I think people can trust me on government side. They know that for quite a long time in terms of a variety of issues, in terms of the fundamentals, in terms of the national interest. What I pick up among people meeting them on an ongoing basis is they want this resolved, and they want it dealt with in a way that can protect the relationships that have been built up over the years between Britain and Ireland, North, South, the two traditions within the North, but also the economic substance between Britain and Ireland and Europe. Because ultimately, of course, this is just the exit agreement. There's a very more substantive full trading agreement to be worked out between the United Kingdom and the European Union that has a very significant, that will have a significant impact on Ireland.
Indeed.
And the closer the relationship between Europe and the UK after Brexit, the better. The other good news, I thought, coming out of yesterday's meeting was the focus on future British-Irish relationships post-Brexit. I've been saying this for 2.5 years. New structures, in my view, would have to emerge. Something like the Nordic Council in a post-Brexit situation to maintain ongoing engagement between the Irish government and the British government
for the
future.
And just talking about a post-Brexit situation and going back to what we heard a few minutes ago, if there is a Brexit deal at the end of this month, do you favour an early election here?
Well, I think, first of all, one of the difficulties with the Brexit situation has been electoral speculation, more in Britain than in Ireland. I have said prior to this that there wouldn't be an election this side of Christmas. We obviously facilitated the budget because of Brexit. That will entail a social protection bill. It will entail a finance bill. And as far as I'm concerned, my position hasn't changed.
So no election before Christmas, as far as you're concerned?
That has been our position consistently and remains our position.
Micheál Martin, leader of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much for joining us from the Cork studio this morning. 9:01.